every year, theaters bring to the holiday season variations or interpretations of Christmas classics. And this year is no exception, because we will be receiving in Cincinnati the Klingon Christmas Carol. And joining me in the studio this evening is Mike Hall, the genius behind bringing this show to Cincinnati. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having us.
And Don Vopenheim, who is playing one of said Klingons. Welcome, Donald.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
Mike, what was it about bringing a Klingon Christmas Carol to Cincinnati that got your creative juices flowing?
I think the opportunity to do something completely out there and terribly difficult was really the reason behind it. Also, the opportunity to direct in a foreign language, albeit a completely invented language, but a foreign language nonetheless, presented probably the greatest challenge and really for me the most enticing part of the piece.
And we should mention that this isn't just a presentation of Christmas Carol with people dressed as Klingons. This isn't just a presentation of Christmas Carol with people dressed as Klingons speaking a little bit of Klingon. This is an entire production of a Christmas Carol done in Klingon.
Indeed. We have a Klingon language coach whose name is Chris Lipscomb. He is out of Erlanger, Kentucky. We were blessed to have him in the area. And he has been working with us to learn the language. I'm blown away by the intricacy of the language itself. The man who created it, Mark Okrand, who is the consultant for all of the Star Trek movies and television. When he created the language, he, being a doctor of linguistics, he decided to make it as complicated as he could. So the normal way that you think of a sentence structure, subject, verb, object, so man bites dog. The least common way of presenting a sentence is object, verb, subject, which is exactly how he has strung out every single sentence. So when you diagram a sentence in Klingon, that's how you have to design it. It's quite fascinating. Along with the sounds themselves, there are so many that are quite foreign, and some of them were created by circumstance. For example, the S sound in Klingon is actually a sh, which was created by the fact that the Klingons on the television show and movies had to insert dental fixtures. And the only way that they could pronounce the S sound was if they made that sh sound.
And Don, you're one of the lucky actors that gets to learn a role completely in Klingon. How has that been?
It's been an interesting challenge and continues to be an interesting challenge. We've been rehearsing for 3 weeks now, 2.5 weeks. And the first 2 weeks we rehearsed in English. Took a little time off and worked for a week with Chris in the Klingon. The challenge is many folds, many deep. It's one thing to learn your role and to memorize your lines. It's another thing to learn your role and memorize your lines in Chinese, which I sometimes compare it to. But like Mike said, it's not even as simple as object, subject, verb. They have no articles. There is no thes, ands, buts. Even the word hello doesn't necessarily exist in the Klingon language because they're all about getting to the point. But yes, it's been fun, and it continues to be fun, and probably one of the most challenging roles I've ever had.
For the actors, they know what they're saying. The people involved know what they're saying. For audience members who may not be fluent in Klingon, you actually have a little device taken from the world of opera.
Yes, indeed. Simultaneous translation will be presented in supertitles on a television screen. So if you're not brushed up on your Klingon, if you haven't purchased the Rosetta Stone yet, then you're okay. This is a very accessible piece. Obviously, it's based off of the original Dickens work. So all of your favorite characters are there. Scrooge, Fezziwig, the ghosts, Marley, even Tiny Tim, who will be represented by a Klingon puppet. So very cute, very fun. So if you're a little leery of this kind of presentation, don't worry. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's really, really fun.
This obviously comes out of the huge Star Trek fandom. This was written by a huge Star Trek fan and has really become sort of a cult favorite across the country. For people who are unfamiliar with Star Trek, and I can't believe there's that many out there, compare and contrast the Klingon culture with the culture of Victorian Charles Dickensian Christmas Carol.
When you think of the Dickensian, in my mind, I automatically go to Oliver Twist. I automatically go to Great Expectations and Nicholas Nickleby. And I think of those poor, unfortunate street urchins with newspaper shoes and that sort of thing. It's very similar in that the industrialized nature of the Klingon world at the time that Dickens was really starting to come into fruition. You saw the turn of the century and you saw the Industrial Revolution really start to take hold. And there's some real comparisons there. A lot of the folks within our world of the play fall into that category. They fall into the world of selling goods and not as warrior-like as you would think. There are warriors and there's plenty of stage combat to be had, which adds to the action and adds to the fun. But a lot of the same themes are explored within this show. It's really quite a translation. The original playwright, Christopher Kidder, who's based in Chicago now, did a very fine job of translating the original work. Chris Lipscomb, who I had mentioned before, the vocal coach for our piece, he actually worked on the script as well. And it was a lot of back and forth trying to find, okay, well, what does this mean in Klingon? How can we make God bless us, everyone, in the world of the Klingon? Well, they don't have gods. So how do you do that? And it's a really fascinating project.
Now, with the large number of holiday offerings, obviously every theater company in town is using their theater during the holiday season. Where are you performing?
We are performing at the Art Academy of Cincinnati. It's a great found space. We are using their commons area. This space was utilized for the Cincinnati Fringe Festival for the past couple of years, and it's been used to great effect. And we feel that the sterilized nature of the commons area will actually lend itself well to the presentation of this piece. Part of the conceit within our piece here is that this is a presentation of the Imperial Klingon players.
Kapla!
Thank you. So the idea is that they've traveled these light years to present it. They didn't pack a whole lot of goods with them because really all they store are weapons and food, heavier on the weapons. So part of the conceit there is that it's a very bare bones presentation.
Don, again, you've got to not only assimilate the language, but you've got to assimilate the Klingon culture, the whole idea of the fighting. Are you a Star Trek fan?
I am a Star Trek fan and grew up really loving the old Star Trek, the original Star Trek. I was a huge fan of that. Still am, actually. Honestly, I never was a giant fan of the Star Treks that followed. What I've learned in researching the show a bit, too, is that after people have seen the show, their comments have been, it was one of the most fun evenings they've ever had in the theater. They can't wait till next year so they can bring Grandma, and bring the three kids, bring Uncle Joe.
Well, that's A Klingon Christmas Carol, playing at the Art Academy of Cincinnati at 1212 Jackson Street, December 11th through the 15th and 18th through the 22nd. All performances are at 8 o'clock, except for Sundays, which will be at 5 o'clock. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Mike Hall, the producer of A Klingon Christmas Carol here in Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Jim.
And Don Volpenheim, one of the actors involved with the project.
Thank you, Jim, for having us.
For more information on A Klingon Christmas Carol, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.